victorious primary Jackson mayor candidate, Danny Mahoney. Good morning, Dan, and congratulations.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much. How are you this morning?
You know, I'm doing pretty well, all things considered. And I got to imagine you're, I'm curious if you're just kind of excited this morning or if you're kind of recovering from a celebratory night. How are you feeling this morning?
Man, I am elated right now, man. I told our team we are going to celebrate short and prepare to get right back to work, man. So I'm already up having conversations and trying to re-strategize about the next leg of the race because, you know, last night was a small victory to get us to the next leg of the race and prepare for going back to work and, you know, trying to secure the win in this part.
So, I mean, what do you think it was about your message that resonated with voters here in Jackson?
What I hope resonated is that I'm being genuine in any question that I'm being asked, that I'm not shooting from any script or anything like that, that I'm just kind of coming from the heart on what I believe and what I stand for. I'm not here to switch messages based on the crowd of people who I'm talking to, and that I'm sincerely here to represent the interests of the people of Jackson.
And okay, and you know, now that in November we know you'll be running against John Wilson, what do you think, what do you know about that candidate, and what do you think sets you apart with your message from John?
You know, I don't know a whole lot about John Wilson, aside from a few conversations that I've had with him. You know, and I think John is a fine individual, man. In all honesty, my strategy from the beginning is not to focus on any other candidate and what their message is, but to focus on what I'm bringing to the table and what I can offer to the citizens of the city of Jackson. And that's going to be the same strategy I go into this next leg of the race with. The biggest opponent I have is myself, and just making sure I'm being true to the intentions that I have behind running for this seat in the first place.
All right, and yeah, I guess your message to those Laura Dwyer Schlechte and Jeremy Alexander voters that you'd like to share to say, hey, come vote for Dan Mahoney in November.
You know, well, instead of saying come vote for Daniel Mahoney in November, what I would really like to say to those individuals, excuse me, what I would really like to say to those individuals is take your time to investigate and look into each candidate and vote for who you feel like truly represents your interest. You know, if I happen to not be the person that you think represents your interest or the best interest of this city, then by all means, vote for someone different. But if you find that our interests align in what you see for the future of Jackson or what you feel like is best for you, for the city of Jackson, then vote for me, of course. But I think most importantly, I want to run a clean race where I focus on the concerns of the citizens of this community. And that's what I plan to do. That's what I'm going to do. You know, so I don't plan to focus on what anybody else has done or you know, anybody that is still in the race and what they're planning to do. I can only focus on what I'm bringing to the table. And I also just want to say a huge thank you to all the individuals who did support me, all of the phone calls and messages. You know, I just can't say thank you enough for the people who supported me, for believing in me.
All right, Dan. And just I know we kind of went into it in depth a little previously in full interviews with Greg, but just bullet points on what you think are the going to be the biggest focus of your campaign and what you think is what you need to do to help move Jackson forward.
Well, again, the biggest focus to me is going to be addressing the needs of the citizens in this community and addressing what their biggest issues are. And from talking to the citizens of this community, to me, it seems like right now the biggest and most pressing and concerning issues are public safety and what are we going to do about all of these violent crimes that have been happening in the community. What are we going to do about the roads, the lead service line replacements and the water rates? And what are we going to do with the pot of money that we're getting from the ARPA funds. You know, so those seem like to be the most pressing issues that we have that I plan to directly address and share my views and my vision for what can be done about addressing those issues.
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you getting on with us this morning, and thanks for making yourself available, and congratulations on the victory, and I guess short celebration before you get back to work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much again, and thank you guys for calling me. I appreciate you guys very much.
All right. Have a good rest of your morning. Danny Mahoney will move on to the November general election with a chance to become Jackson's next mayor.